I'm sitting with Adam Fitzgerald, Director of Developer Relations at BEA, and I wanted to ask you, Adam, what role you see a commercial vendor playing in the open source world?
That's a very interesting question. There's been a lot of talk about how open pressure from the open source community is marginalizing the commercial vendor and driving for commoditization, for example, in the application server space. But BEA has a different approach to open source than many others. And what BEA believes is that there's good code, and there's code that that code is the code that helps you solve your enterprise problems, and there's code that's not useful to you, and you should really be concerned about how useful the code is, rather than worrying about whether it's an open source solution or a commercial solution. With this in mind, we've initiated a blended strategy where we recognize the value in the open source community of enterprise software, and we try to integrate it and utilize it and enhance it with the WebLogic products. This blending of both open source and commercial solutions happens in three different areas within BEA, both in the application frameworks environment. So when people are innovating new ways to do web operations using struts or JSF, for example, where they're using new container models like the Spring, or whether they're using new persistence models like the new JPA APIs that are available. Those pieces come out of an open source and a community-based effort to increase innovation. And for a commercial company like BEA, the key thing is to identify successful open source solutions and then try to provide a compelling reason that their execution, the vendor's execution environment is useful. So for BEA, that's what we've done. These open source frameworks, we've integrated them in our tools. So we provide development tools for assisting with all those frameworks. We provide a best of breed execution environment. So WebLogic Server, its reliability and scalability and performance are well known. And we've actually enhanced the manageability for execution of those environments. And we also provide commercial support. So you can actually call BEA and get support services for those frameworks. So we believe there's a huge amount of synergy to be exploited here. And the blending of these solutions together means that our customers get their job done more quickly, more efficiently, with better performance. A great example of where this innovation actually intersects is the newly finalized EJB3 specification. So let me just dive down a little bit into some of the pieces that BEA's been involved with here. So for EJB3, BEA's, we've provided this week a technology preview for BEA that provides our EJB3 implementation. And the core piece of the EJB3 is the new Java Persistence API. And we're using our object relational mapping tool, the BEA Codo engine, version 4 of which was announced this week, to provide that implementation. In fact, we're taking the core part of the Codo product and we've actually contributed it to the Apache community as an open source project called OpenJPA. It's in Apache incubation right now. And then the other parts of the EJB specification, the session beans and the message-driven beans, they're being rewritten in the EJB specification to take advantage of some of the innovations that occurred in the open source community, mostly about inversion of control and dependency injection. And so BEA actually has partnered with Interface 21 and collaborated with them to pull together our implementation of that part of the EJB specification using Spring Beans. So BEA is using open source solutions from people like Spring, as well as contributing to the open source community, like the Apache community with OpenJPA, and pulling them all together to provide our EJB3 implementation. And that EJB3 implementation is based upon the standards set by the community, and that gives vendors like BEA an opportunity to compete on implementations against other providers of the same types of solutions.
Great, thank you very much.